This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. Well, I am no meteorologist, but I want to talk about what happens when rain meets snowflakes, at least in Quebec. You move the snowflakes out of the rain. Valérie Plante, the mayor of Montreal, and the leaders of at least 19 other municipalities looked at the radar for tonight, did not like what they saw, so they decided to move Halloween. After all, the forecast for tonight is scary, no question about it, and it'll be hitting us here in Ontario as well. So is this sensible and reasonable, or are they just mollycoddling a generation of, well, snowflakes? And by the way, as far as I know, at least there are no snowflakes in the forecast. I'd like to hear from you. This isn't the way it was in Halloween's past, was it? 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And now who better to turn to than comedian Ron James. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Libby?
Fine, how are you?
Pleasure to talk to you. I'm ensconced down here in the rain at my crib by the sea in Nova Scotia. So it's I just came down to do winter preparations prior to heading back to the Big Smoke.
Okay,
but, it's quite an interesting turn of events in La Belle Province, isn't it?
So what do you think? I mean, I had no idea as a journalist that the cities have the power to do that, let alone anything else.
Well, I mean, I always try to look on the bright side of things, despite being someone who whose liability is to deconstruct. But it's good for the parents. I mean, these kids aren't going to be on a sugar bender for the next week, bouncing off the wall. So that's the positive side.
Well, wait a minute. It's moved by one night, apparently.
Oh, it's just one night.
Just one night. But is there just changing the day?
But I love that article when it referred to. The article in the Montreal Gazette when it referred to the conditions the kids went trick-or-treating in October in 1933 when it was minus 7 Celsius with 22 centimeters of snow, and they were so keen for their candy that they went out and drift-tie snow and carried it back home on their sleds. So they were almost like Courier de Bois, not turning down a good fur deal. I really admired it. But, you know, when I was growing up, you never miss Halloween. It was the day that you looked forward to, and I remember being caught in a blizzard when we were the blizzard was coming just before we went out on Halloween night, and that's the days where you had to put the snowsuit over your costume, right?
And
so you're debating with your mom, but Mom, Batman never wore a snowsuit, and your mom, with all rational, of course, tonight he does. Well, look, she said, pretend he's gone skidooing. I said, Batman doesn't ride a skidoo. Well, tonight he's going to be riding a skidoo. Get out the door. So he just did. Or else your dad drove you around in a car, and from house to house, he usually got a pint. And
oh, dear.
So I don't know. I don't know what's worse. Driving around trying to get your candy in 7 centimeters of rain and 80 kilometer winds, or driving with a dad with a buzz on behind the wheel around a small town while he's wearing a nylon stocking over his head and you and your sister are sitting in the front seat. So different generations, different times.
Well, is it like, you know, they used to be, why, when I was your age, I used to walk 10 miles to school. Is it like that?
Well, I suppose so. Isn't that what Zoomers are all about? And you know how tough it was back then. I think the sensitivities have gotten the best of us. That's for damn sure. But I know that when I was a homeowner, you had to be, you had to be aware of who was coming to your front door. I remember I had a hooker flanked by Yoda and a pirate on the front porch, and they were 30 years old. You know, if you're going to be showing up at my front door collecting candy as Blackbeard the pirate sporting your own beard, I'm calling the cops.
I remember at the end of the night, we used to get some very large teenagers and a huge number of them right at the door.
They're getting out of cabs. They're getting out of Ubers. They go to your front door now. And, of course, another thing that changed with Halloween from when we were little, I mean, all you had was a couple of Roman candles and maybe the burning schoolhouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as fireworks were concerned. And the burning schoolhouse was, you know, perhaps the worst Halloween firework ever. You might as well set just a bag of paper on fire and watch it burn. But today, I mean, remember when I lived in Los Angeles, that's when I noticed that everything had gone clearly off the charts instead of in terms of over-decorating your front porch. Like I said, you know, Dad lighting a schoolhouse in the backyard was what we had. Well, now I was in Los Angeles, and my kids were going up to the front door. You know, the guy's front yard was decorated like a vision of the pit. Hieronymus Bosch couldn't conjure during a cholera hallucination.
So is this, is this just another generation of helicopter parents raising a bunch of snowflakes who can't even handle the rain?
It's coming from Quebec, though. You know, I mean, it's coming from Quebec. Nobody quite plays the victim card like the Quebecois. And
ooh, you're getting political there.
So what? I mean, you know, it's the provincial kleptocracy with 78 seats in parliament who has held the rest of the country hostage right by the cojones since those legal windbags got together in Charlottetown in 1867 for a lobster boil and a liquor pig afternoon and came out with a constitution called Canada. It always boils down to 78 seats in parliament. And I know that's a tangent from kids not being able to trick or treat on Halloween because it's raining. But, you know, given the wounds that are still separating a bit from the last election, I always like to poke the gorilla in the cage a bit.
Okay, let's hear from Rudy in Toronto. Hey, Rudy.
Yeah, hi, Libby and Ron James, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, Rudy.
Yes, hi. Well, I just wanted to say how it was for me on my first Halloween when I was about 4 or 5 years old. This would have been the early 50s.
And, you still remember.
I was with my dad walking along in the Spadina Dundas area, trick-or-treating, and I was carrying one of those old brown paper shopping bags, you know, with the made all of paper, even the handles were paper. And it was a very rainy night, and as we were crossing the road, the shopping bag ripped, and all my goodies fell into the gutter.
Oh, brutal! It went pinata on you.
And I stood there crying, standing there with my dad. He didn't know what to do. And then three older girls, maybe teenagers, came by. They saw what happened, and they were out trick-or-treating. I don't remember if they were all using one bag or they each had separate bags, but they handed their bags to me.
Oh,
give me all their goodies.
Oh, man.
It was so nice of them, and I was so happy.
And you still
remember
after all? Oh, my gosh, you must have
been eating sugar right through until Easter.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember day after day I had other things to eat.
How sweet.
Went on for a while, yes.
Okay, and you still remember after all this time?
Yeah, I remember that. Yes, I remember it quite well. It was a very nice gesture for those young ladies to do for me, and mm-hmm. You know, and it comforted me and my dad because we didn't know what else to do.
Aw, very kind.
Yeah,
so sweet.
Glad I could tell
That's Canada
you.
For you.
Okay, thanks for that, Rudy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, do you have Ron stories of trick or treating in bad weather?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, when we'd be out in a blizzard, I mean, we'd be trick-or-treating in blizzards that a Yeti wouldn't wander. You know, you couldn't see it, especially when Dad would take us around. I couldn't see the snow in front of my face, and I was in the car. My hand, it was ridiculous. But you still went out, right? It was, it's a high holy day for children, quite frankly.
Exactly.
Right? And to come home with, a couple of caramel apples, and a mitt full of candy kissies and Scotty's potato chips. You were living large for quite some time.
Yeah, I'll bet. And I don't know how moving it one night. So what happens? Do you have to be at home handing out candy for whoever doesn't listen to the mayors? Because I don't think there's legislation.
I think there's going to be a lot of dark doors on November the 1st. That's my call. Would you want to listen to a mayor because they declared that we're moving it for a day? Well, maybe it is the best of intentions. I mean, I don't know. Is it a hurricane that's coming or is it just high winds?
It's high winds and rain. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad here right now. I'm looking out the window.
That's a tough call, that one. I wish I had a comedic response to you, but it just seems like you hit the nail on the head with the helicoptering. I mean, you know, this is the same kind of mentality that gives everybody a prize in a soccer game, even when you lose.
Okay, well, let's hear Brian in East York wants to tell us about his experience. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Libby. Hi, Ron.
How are you, Brian?
I'm excellent. I just was thinking, you were talking about Halloween, how you hand out the goodies here every year. And one year, it was getting, as you say, you mentioned, remember, that when it gets later, the kids get bigger and bigger. But I was just putting my pumpkin away and just closing the door, and one knock on the door, kind of not like a weak knock, so you figured I'd open the door. And standing in front of me was this elderly lady. She just looked up, and she had a bag. So I'm back in, and I have a dish, like I have all kinds of candies. I took the whole dish to the door and dumped it completely in her bag. I said, have a nice Halloween. She said, thank you very much, sir, and walked away. And I tell you,
wow,
I just couldn't believe.
When was this?
That was a Halloween treat for me.
Yeah, but when?
Wow.
How long ago?
It's about 3 years ago.
Wow. Maybe she escaped from the home and the orderlies were looking for her.
Well, I was thinking of that later, but I don't know how many teeth she had left, but she, at least the next, that evening, she had one sweet tooth in her head.
Okay, well, we know that some seniors can't afford their food bills very easily. That's quite the story, Brian. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, Libby, that's a very compassionate angle to take. I like to think that she escaped from the home and the orderlies were looking for her, and she's going to go back to the clothes ward and hand the candies around.
Okay. Ron, thanks so much for this. What do you want to leave us with on this postponed Halloween?
Oh, my goodness. How about that? Well, you know, just take it easy. That's what I say. I mean, you don't really have to overdo it, right? And ultimately, think of the kids. You know, it's one thing to give out candy apples. It's something else entirely to be sliding out the front door on a dolly track riding the throne of blood as a headless corpse, right? Okay? If you're a four-year-old Pocahontas walking up the steps to a house decked out like a 3D Dungeon of Death, it's not fun. It's traumatizing. Couple of pumpkins, tombstone on the lawn, and candy apples, that's Halloween. Front lawn bedecked in more guts and gore than a feeding frenzy on The Walking Dead, not so much.
Okay, with that, Ron James, happy Halloween.
Thank you, Libby. Likewise.
You.
I hope your costume's nice.
Okay, thanks.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.